This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sorry, we had to kind of hustle through that mock draft. Got started late.
It's okay.
Got started late. That's on me.
But I wanted to give some explanation as to why I went the route that I went.
Go for it.
So in the first round, I went with Ezeraku, the edge rusher. So if I took the edge rusher in the first round, I'm not going to go for an edge rusher in the second round.
That's why I like the two-rounders, because you kind of see the way it plays out in real time, because you might end up realizing, oh, I wish I knew so-and-so was going to be available in the second round. I would have done something different in the first round, but that's not how the draft works.
Correct. So my second round pick, I'm probably, and I'm doing things differently than Brad Holmes is, clearly, because I'm thinking about position of need as opposed to best player available. So I'm looking at either a defensive tackle or an offensive lineman in that spot.
Yep.
And I'm not a big fan of, I prefer Belton to Collins. Collins is the defensive tackle. Belton is the offensive tackle. So that's where my head was at. The thing about Jackson from Arkansas could be a pick if you didn't take an edge rusher in the first round. He's got size, tremendous size. So that was a thought. Tight end, I'm not looking at just yet. I know it's a deep position. It's a deep draft for tight ends. But is the writing on the wall that they need to think about replacing a tight end if they're not going to pay down the road for Sam Laporta? So I get it all there. And the wide receiver just in the second round, I can't do that. You can find wide receivers throughout the draft. So
I really like Savion Williams. His issue and what makes him a second round kind of grade is his hands. And I don't know what else to say. It feels to me like if he caught everything, he'd be a top 10 pick given his skill set. But
yeah, because he runs the ball as well as he receives.
Yeah, they lined him at the tailback. But anyway,
yeah, he had 6 touchdowns catching and 6 touchdowns rushing. So,
right, here is some of what people responded, including this one. Terrible picks, Doug.
Oh,
thanks. Tough first round pick, but give me Kenneth Grant, easy second round pick. Kenneth Grant, excuse me, easy second round pick. Give me Landon Jackson. That's from Ryan. Thanks for listening, Ryan. From an unnamed texter, the Lions are drafting Jamo's replacement in the second round this year by taking Savion Williams. David Warren says 28, Booker, guard, Alabama, and at 60, I take Jackson, the edge rusher from Arkansas. Dave working at home says with that list at 28, I would take Grant, great value, and at 60, I would take the defensive end, Jackson. From Bruno and Dearborn at 28, the Detroit Lions select Booker, interior offensive lineman, Alabama, and at 60, I would select Jackson, edge rusher, Arkansas. Unnamed texter, the picks are in Pierce at 28, Anthony Belton at 60. Scott writes in, first round, undisclosed versatile offensive lineman. That would be Booker, I guess. Second round, Jackson, edge rusher, Arkansas. So there you go. That's some of what the people did. Gator, your two, as you mentioned, were Ezeraku and Anthony Bolton, the interior offensive lineman from NC State. Kang, you took Kenneth Grant in the first round and Terrence Ferguson, the tight end, in the second round. I took Ezeraku in the first round and Terrence Ferguson in the second round. But it was Mel Kiper's mock.
What did the hair have to say?
And the picks are in. With the 28th pick, the Detroit Lions select Donovan Ezeraku, edge rusher, Boston College. He writes, the Lions defense was hammered by injuries last season, even before the injured reserve started filling up, though the edge rusher chart was concerning. Aiden Hutchinson, who's coming off a leg injury, needs a running mate. The only other Detroit edge rusher with more than three sacks last season was Za'Darius Smith, who was acquired in midseason and released in the spring. Ezeraka jumped to number one recently on my big board update, meaning he would not only take care of that pass rush need, but also do so at value. His 65 pressures led the FBS last season, and he turned them into 16 and a half sacks. 65 pressures is awfully, awfully impressive. After that, and I don't mention the first round guys that we talk about, Pierce ends up in Philly at 32. That scares me.
Well, I agree with what King had to say. He's boom or bust.
Yep. Yep.
Wasn't wildly productive in college, but boy, he fits the suit. I mean, he looks the part, like he should be this dominant edge rusher.
Yeah, that one I don't love. Tyler Booker ends up going to Arizona at 47. Luther Burden goes to New England at 38. Kenneth Grant goes to San Francisco at 43. Okay, as we get to 60, the pick is in, according to Mel Kiper. With the 60th pick, the Detroit Lions select Anthony Belton, tackle guard from NC State. The Lions lost Kevin Zeitler in free agency, and some combination of Keyote Owusika and Christian Mahogany is currently aligned to take over at right guard. Belton, 6'6", 336, has played all but 11 of his 2,146 career snaps at left tackle. However, he could slide inside on the pros, and the Lions might opt for that in year one. So, there you go. They go lineman, edge rusher in the first round, lineman, offensive lineman in the second round. How you feel about it?
I mean, it's what I would have done, so I feel strong and quite strong about that.
Yep.
I just really like the first round pick. Ezeraka, really think that he's a guy that could benefit this team right away. I think that's solid. I think something else is maybe it's underrated or under the radar, I should say. Zeitler not coming back. Mm-hmm. Does that switch Graham Glasgow back to right guard, where he's probably a better fit?
It could. I mean,
he's performed really well as a right guard, and the reason he switched to left was because they brought Zeitler in.
You've got to figure out your best combination, yeah, right? So between Mahogany, Owusika, is Manu in the mix here? You know, how does it shake out? Is what makes your best, including Glasgow? It wasn't great, but you've got to find a way to put the best combination of players out there. So shift guys around, he could move.
I could, yeah, because I was going to say, when he was a right guard, I thought that he performed pretty well as a right guard. So switching for the sake of making the spot open for Zeitler, now things change. Zeitler's not here. We'll see what ends up shaking out. But I do like the combination of going defensive end and offensive lineman in the second round, and particularly the guy like Belton who might have some versatility. He's got great size at 6'6 and over 330 pounds, so he can play tackle, but they say that he can also move inside to guard if need be. So if you need somebody in the mix at guard and you throw him there, he's in the mix for it as well. All the while, probably the apprentice to Taylor Decker when Decker decides that he's done or the Lions are done with him.
Tons of feedback coming in on a variety of topics, including the Tigers, which we want to get back to leading into an afternoon game with the Yankees as the Tigers try and take the first two against the team with the highest payroll in the American League and the highest Vegas win total. Tigers win yesterday 6-2. Lots that came out of that game is worth discussing and projecting forward for a Tiger team. God, we really like them here at the 10-2 space, and they'll have first pitch just after 1 o'clock here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, sure, the college basketball tournament just concluded last night, but that doesn't mean the party has to end. Your favorite Twin Peaks Lodge in Auburn Hills is hosting their second annual Miss Twin Peaks in-store photo shoot. 8 of the best Twin Peaks girls strutting their stuff with a photographer as they look to represent Auburn Hills at the Miss Twin Peaks International Contest later this year in Miami. They're ready to bring the energy with a live DJ and exclusive tastings from the Traverse City Whiskey Company and Modelo. Make sure you get in as early as you can. The event runs from 6 to 10 p.m. tonight. You've also got the hockey action in a must-win matchup for Detroit. I couldn't think of a better way to spend a Tuesday night. Frozen 29-degree drafts, handcrafted old fashions or margaritas, scratch-made favorites coming out of the kitchen that are sure to enhance your evening. Food there's great. Plus, there's an awesome weekend ahead all week. UFC returns to the Octagon Saturday night. UFC 314. There's always something going on at Twin Peaks. See the difference today to find a location nearest you or directions to the Auburn Hills location. Go to TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Feedback here. I was just talking about what as many parents challenge this time of year when your kid is playing a spring sport. And last night, baseball, doubleheader, blistering cold and wind. It was a tough one. Bundled up. Of course, the kids, you know. My son in particular, our son, the only kid on the field without long sleeves under his jersey. Feedback coming in on this. I got an igloo for my wife for Christmas. They are game changers. The sun is out on a 25 degree day and it would be 75 degrees in there. No space heater needed. That's from Brian.
Interesting. That's warm.
I was out there with Doug at a softball field and yeah, it was terrible. The guy next to me did have a gas space heater inside his pod.
What pod? Another pod.
Next text from Jason. My kid's varsity golf match yesterday, same situation. Loaded him up with warm stuff. We show up for the match, and he's in a beanie and a windbreaker. After the match, he complained he was super cold, sans the gloves and hand warmers we sent out with him. Shot terrible, and I wonder why. Next one. Royal Oak M1 lacrosse tonight at 5:30. It's going to be 32 degrees.
Yikes.
Yep.
Well, at least in lacrosse, it's a game you're constantly moving.
Yes.
For the kids, it's not going to be bad. For the parents watching, which is who Doug gave the shout out to, the parents.
Yep.
Sitting in the stands, those cold metal bleacher stands.
Dude, cold metal bleachers this time of year. What, did you have a spring sport?
No, okay. I did not.
Kang, did you play a spring sport?
No.
Because this is the... like the track and field or lacrosse
or
baseball, softball, the spring sport, early season games. I mean, you know, in Michigan, this is just, it is what it is.
Oh, it's terrible. I ran track in middle school. That was the closest I ever had to doing anything like that. And when you're running outside and it's freezing, I see it right now when driving by high schools, you know, going home or whatever, and they're practicing. I feel bad for these kids. Yeah,
bundled up. And
I was going to do track and field, went out for it my junior year. I went to the first practice and then found out that you have to run.
Running.
You can't
just
do the field events. I'm like, well, what are we talking about here? I'll do shot put and discus. That's all I'm here for. Oh, no, you have to run. All right, I'll see you later.
What do you mean? Like run in practice? Yeah. Or they were going to make you run in an event?
It was definitely run in practice. I'm not sure if there was any requirement that you had to participate in some sort of relay or anything else.
Is that kind of like having divers swim laps?
It would seem like that would just be stupid. So I was like, nope, sorry.
Did you ever even throw the shot or the discus?
No, and I wish I had because I think I would have been pretty good at it. And I did it in a field day in elementary school. It was the only time I ever did a shot put thing, and I did very well at it.
Yeah.
So I, kind of.
You were ready to take it on.
Yeah.
You didn't want to do the conditioning part. Isn't that
absolutely
for conditioning?
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not.
Was a reason given?
What? It was just part of the team. Everybody runs to start. Not this kid. I ain't running.
You just said, no, I'm not warming up. I'm not doing anything. Like, I just throw, man.
What are you going for, mile run before practice? I got to go.
Wait a second.
You might have been an elite shot putter, man.
Yeah, and discus. Don't discount that.
You might have been elite, but you never.
Yeah. I think I would have been very, very good at it. Yeah. But
so
nope,
Gator.
Not gonna happen.
It's so great. Did the coach even come back and say anything or was it just like
no, and I thought, well, that's your loss. I can't believe that you're not coming back and trying to negotiate on this. Nope. No, the guy at the time was kind of arrogant too, so
not your fault, Gator.
Not
right?
My fault.
It's not Gator's fault, Doug.
I didn't make this decision. Yeah, made this decision.
I have a policy. If I'm going to participate in field events, the hell do I need to do any kind of track training? What is this? What's next? Get some track shoes?
So does grown man Gator have any regrets that young man Gator walked away?
The only regret I have is I didn't at least try it once.
Right.
Like, I didn't even, like, this is what's so dumb. That one practice I went to, I never even got a chance to show what I could do in a practice. I'm like, really? All right, I got to go. Not going to waste my time here. So not a ton of regret, no.
Hysterical.
I'm sure without a question the coach has regrets.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you know if the coach is still with us?
I do not know.
All right, more feedback here. Regarding the Tigers, let's not jump the gun here, guys. Offensively, we're going to be below average and we'll struggle to score runs. I mean,
they scored six against the Yankees yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
I don't think they're a perfect baseball team. I think they're going to lose a whole bunch of games. I think they're going to win a whole bunch of games. All that matters is, do I think they are the best team in their division? To me, that's what matters. That's what matters the most, and I think the answer is yes. I think the pitching, starting pitching, I think the matchups that pieced together by the manager helps them squeeze the most out of the lineup. And I love the bullpen. I think Fetter's great. Those are the things that are important. Are they perfect? No. There's going to be some struggles along the way.
Through 10 games, they're top seven in batting average, on-base percentage, and OPS. They're fourth in OPS.
Will they be that at the end? Probably not. But there's like there are guys that aren't performing right now. My guess is will perform. Track record will tell you that Ibañez, who got going yesterday, Cole Keith, I think Cole Keith will be better than a hit. What is he hitting? 146, 164, whatever you said.
185.
I think he'll do better than that. As others settle down, I think some of the guys we can more count on step up. Is it 10 games? Yeah, this season. It's 2 months last year. But then there's this one. Hey, Doug, nothing carries over from last year. It's a new season. They could fall apart at any time. Well, of course they could, quote, fall apart at any time.
Well, if people think the last year was a fluke, I can see where they're at, although this is not what he's saying.
He's saying nothing carries over from last year. And I would say ask Dan Campbell about that. Ask Dan Campbell if the 2022 surge that they had at the end of the year carried over into 23. I mean, I know people think that's a hard and fast rule. I don't think that's always the case.
I don't know if it's wise to compare different sports to each other with it, but I understand your point. I feel more like you do, that there is some carryover here. I think that there is a foundation of a pretty good team here with both pitching and hitting. I'd like to have more. You'd always like to have more. But having this rotation of five pitchers right now is completely different than what they finished the season with, which is how they made it into the postseason, was because of their pitching more than anything else. When they had 1.5 starters for the last, whatever it was, nine weeks of the season, now they're starting the year with five guys in rotation. And we just saw yesterday, Casey Mize with his second start of the year, and it's two starts, knock on wood, but man, what a great two starts he's had.
The team with the highest win total in Vegas prior to the season was the Dodgers. They're coming off the World Series. They were the best team in baseball last year. They're projected to be the best team in baseball this year. That seems to have carried over. The team with the worst projected win total in Vegas going into the season was the White Sox. They were the worst team in baseball last year, projected to be the worst team again this year. There is some carryover. I mean, you could choose not to believe it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't subscribe to that theory. 248-539-9797. So far, the season has been great, but there has been one player that has been completely and totally underwhelming other than walking consistently. It's Colt Keith. He was the number one overall pick a few years ago. No, he wasn't.
No, he
wasn't. Number one overall pick a few years ago. The ticket would be talking about... Oh, I'm sorry. If he was the number one overall pick a few years ago, the ticket would be talking about sending him down. Well, I don't know who would... When you say the ticket, I can only speak for us, okay? I wouldn't be talking about sending him down 10 games into the season. And I don't care where he was drafted. It's, do I think that Colt Keith over the course of 162 games will help this team win? Yeah. Yeah, I do. He did last year, and I think he will this year. It's a slow start for him. Some guys have slow starts. Some guys have fast starts. Colt Keith is in the slow start category. I mean, Ibañez yesterday kind of broke out. Didn't he go the first four games he played without a hit? And remember, he's usually playing when it's advantageous pitching matchups for him.
Yeah, he's played in seven games this year, I believe, and he's had hits in three of them.
Okay.
He had three hits, and then one hit yesterday.
What did he do in the, so in the first four games, he had no hits?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, some guys are slower starters, are off to slower starts.
You said Ibanez or Baez?
I said Ibanez.
Okay, Ibanez is totally different. I'm sorry. Baez. Ibanez, yeah, went the first four games without a hit. Now he's had a hit in three straight games, including that home run. He's got five RBIs in his last three games, too. So he's had timely hits. But Ibanez is exactly what you know he is. He's a platoon guy.
Yeah.
You're going to put him in against left-handers, and he's going to mash.
My point is that Ibanez started slow. First four games, he's coming around. I think Cole Keith is going to come around. I mean, if not, eventually he will get.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Cole Keith. A 185 start doesn't sound good. You know what does? The 436 batting average. I'm sorry, 436 on base percentage. If he were hitting 350 with a 436 on base percentage, you'd feel great about it, right?
Yeah.
He's still getting on base. And that's a big part of it. I get it. You're not hitting the ball and putting it into play and driving guys in. But what you're doing is table setting for others.
I bought into the Tigers turning a corner last year, collectively as a team, finding a way to get the most out of this collection of players, which is a young group that's growing up. And I do think that they will do much of the same yesterday. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more Tiger talk and feedback. Tiger baseball coming up today as a take on the Yankees in game two, 12:45 pregame here on 97.1.
If you need new garage doors, there's only one place to call. It's Precision Garage Door Service. I did it myself a few years ago. I picked up the phone. I called them at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, and I said, look, guys, I need new garage doors. You know me. You came out to my house years before. Help out with some repairs. It was awesome. But now it's time for the new doors. They came out right away, went through all the different options that they have, which was incredible, and I had new garage doors set up that I couldn't be happier with. In just a matter of hours, frankly, it took less than just a couple of days. But here's what's great for you. At Precision, they actually have a warehouse full of garage doors, so it's quite possible that they would have the garage door that you need and can have it installed in as little as 24 hours. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can do it online. If you do it online to set up your appointment, you can schedule at a time that works for you and your schedule. You're not completely dependent on what their window of opportunity is. You get to dictate when they can come out to your house at your convenience. That is awesome. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or visit precisiondoormi.com.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Tiger's chances today?
Do I like the Tiger's chances? Yeah. I like Scooble anytime he takes the hill. I know he hasn't won a game yet this year. But
third start of the year?
Yep. But I think he's going to win a game this year.
Well, I like the matchup. Carrasco is being a right-handed pitcher. I think it's an opportunity for guys like certainly Carpenter and Riley Green to do what they do best, which is mash against right-handed pitching. So that's good. I think the right-handed hitters, some of them are just fine against right-handed pitching as well. And Carrasco has had a rocky start. One terrible start and one okay start. But the okay start, I don't know if he gave up an earned run or not, but
I think he did.
Seven or eight base runners in the game. So hopefully they can get to him early. And it would be beneficial to Scooble to not get bogged down. It's what happens when you take on teams like Boston and New York. They run the pitch count awfully quickly on teams. So
bastards.
When you pound a strike zone like Scooble can, you try not to get in those long counts, and hopefully they can continue to do that. But always be careful with Aaron Judge.
We got some feedback. Kang, is this a buddy of yours who threw shot put in high school?
Yeah, he's a bigger guy too, Gator, and he actually did shot put in high school for track and field. And he said in high school, they would make him run as well, right? So, but he still joined the team and did shot put. They had an event called the Fat Man Relay where only the throwers could participate. It was a 200-meter relay.
Is this in practice or was this like in a meet?
You can't do this at meets. This is like practice.
All right.
And they would instead use the shot put for the batons, and it was a crowd favorite.
Oh, man.
He said you could have been a legend.
Dude.
If we had a fat guy relay. I don't know if we had a fat guy relay in Andover High School.
Okay, so.
In the 80s.
So, I mean, were there enough throwers to have like two teams?
I guess so.
Four legs?
Yeah.
You said 200 meters? Could you run the 200 meters?
Well, that's half a lap is what it is. Right.
Well, they don't want to strain them. I mean,
well, no, I'm just saying.
Could you run a
200 meter? Yes, I could run a 200 meter.
All right.
Poorly.
Would you have? What if the coach had brought this up to you?
By the way, with the shot put, that sounds like that's a baton you don't want to drop.
No.
No. Was it 12 pounds or something? That's a skill.
Wow.
Gator, man, you missed out.
I didn't go to his high school.
Do we know what high school he went to?
I think it was in Waterford.
If that were offered up to me, you know.
They could have enticed you with the big fella relay.
Look, it's not like I was some sweet free agent that was being wined and dined to join the track.
No NIL back then? No,
I'm just saying, I think I would have been pretty good at shot put and discus, but I got turned off because, you got to run. Not going to happen. Not this guy.
You see me? I'm walking away.
Not up and right.
See where it says field? It's the field events I'm interested in. You got a javelin throw? I'm in it too. Let's go.
Did you ever think you could have been a Mac caliber shot putter?
Probably not.
No? Okay.
Had you ever thrown a shot put before?
I did in like sixth grade. I did a shot put and did really well.
It was what did you say? It was field day?
It was like a field day that we had. Yeah. You know, at the end of the last day of school was the fun day in elementary school. We were throwing like, it was like an 8-pound shot.
You know what he was? He was like Iverson. Practice. You talking about practice?
Oh, I'd be all about the practice and the technique. I'd love to learn the technique and how to get the best out of the optimum, you know, angles and all that, and the how many times you spin around and your footwork, all that. I would have been all about it. What I didn't care for.
Oh, it's clear what you didn't care for
was any kind of running that needed to be done to be part of the said track and field team.
Brian, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great.
So. I ran track in high school through shot and discus, and I heard you guys talking about the fat man relay. And you guys were saying it was only in, like, practice and stuff. We actually ran this thing in an invitational all 4 years, and it was a 4x100 relay. We had a 12-pound shot that we had to hand off, and they're right. It was definitely a fan favorite, but it was an adventure trying to pass this thing along every 100 meters.
Oh, I bet.
And you did not want to drop this thing, and if you did, you got made fun of mercilessly by the sprinters. So,
how were you at the big fella relay?
I was fat and slow and did my best.
Okay,
so well, I was definitely made to throw heavy objects.
Hysterical. Well, there you go. Sounds like it was a popular thing.
It's the main event, man.
Yep,
what the people come to see.
Give the people what they want.
Regarding the Tigers, another encouraging sign for Mize is last year he showed 97-98, so methinks he's got more in the tank yet. Stan and Shelby, can you imagine the response to Javi if and when he plays center field and makes some incredible catch? Well, if he makes an incredible catch. Elephant in the room, Torres to third, don't move Keith. He's close to being back. Torres to third, don't move Keith. He's close. Well, Torres
because right? Torres is close to being back. I would look. They can do whatever they need to do. After what happened yesterday, if you know, the thought of moving Colt Keith to first base or DH, that's okay.
Yeah,
with that awful throw. They've got options of what they can do. I don't think moving Gleyber Torres to third base is what they want to do.
Well, there's stuff out there that says he doesn't want to do it. I mean, one of the things about like what Torque's doing right now, right, which is making people think, well, maybe Colt Keith won't play first base, is what Torque is doing right now is incredibly valuable because in the end, you tally up all your wins and hope that you have more than the next guy. And through the course of a season, you go through stretches where you win a whole bunch and you lose a whole bunch. But somebody's helping you win now, you ride that hot bat. And the whole idea of it's going to last or not, there's going to be stuff that goes wrong. And there's going to be times where he doesn't look good. You weather those storms and you figure out a way to win baseball games when he's in the middle of that stretch. And there will be a stretch like that.
A little bit of breaking news here. Apparently, Jace Richardson is declaring for the 2025 NBA draft and will not be returning to Michigan State.
Is he hiring an agent?
I have not seen that, but this is according to Jonathan Givney, who is NBA draft analyst at ESPN.
Well, there'll be more talk after Tiger Baseball, which is next. Hey, you trust CGC for top quality Connecticut water systems. Now trust them with your plumbing, too. April showers bring flooded basement. Keep yours dry with CGC water treatment and plumbing. Right now, save 10% on a Zoeller sump pump. Need backflow testing? CGC's got you covered. 855-339-4242. Remember, if you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Don't be the filter. Call your authorized independent Connecticut dealer today. 855-339-4242.